this is one of my personal favourites. How English can drive you completely, utterly, well, insane, basically. I first recorded it for the Have Fun with English blog, but I hosted it on that silly site called Odeo that just disappeared overnight. And, well, a couple of guys on the Google Plus, Hans and Ahmed, on the Google Plus group, reminded me of it. I looked for it, couldn't find the original recording, so I've re-recorded it here. I hope you enjoy it. Don't blame me if it drives you nuts, though. Just try and make sense of it. The bandage was wound around the wound. The farm was used to produce produce. The dump was so full that it had to refuse more refuse. We must polish the Polish furniture. He could lead if he would get the lead out. The soldier decided to desert his desert in the desert. Since there's no time like the present, he thought it was time to present the present. At the army base, a bass was painted on the head of a bass drum. When shot at, the dove dove into the bushes. I did not object to the object. The insurance was invalid for the invalid. There was a row among the oarsmen about how to row. They were too close to the door to close it. A buck does funny things when does are present. A seamstress and a sewer fell into a sewer. To help with planting, the farmer taught his sow to sow. The wind was too strong to wind the sail. After a number of Novocaine injections, my jaw got number. Upon seeing the tear in the painting, I shed a tear. I had to subject the subject to a series of tests. How can I intimate this to my most intimate friend? I spent last evening out a pile of dirt. Now I have to apologise again for the next sentence. It contains all the different pronunciations of off, the O-U-G-H sound. Let's give it a go. A rough-coated, dough-faced, thoughtful ploughman strode through the streets of Scarborough. After falling into a slough, he coughed and hiccuped. Now, as these things happen on the internet, I have been given grief about my pronunciation of slough, S-L-O-U-G-H, which we pronounce in Britain like slough the place. Yes, it does exist. There's a place called Slough. And it's also used to describe a wet, swampy area. In American English, you might say slough, but that we reserve for slaying dragons. So it's just different pronunciation, okay? Let's not fight over it.